Find out what everyone will be talking about with Coffee Talk. Let's see what we have today.
Okay, so this is weird. The latest trend in wedding planning is apparently newlyweds taking separate honeymoons.
That is weird. We were just talking, last week about solo vacationing.
Yeah, so
This is odd. I don't...
Well, I was going to say, it seems like, you know, people are getting on board with that idea, but it seems strange to do that after you get married when you're like, hey, we're going to spend our life together forever.
That's
Bye.
True. Well, honestly, when you are planning your wedding, you spend lots and lots of time together.
That's true.
Planning all that, so you may need just a little bit of alone time after that.
I'm sick of you already. So they're being called solo moons or uni moons. And of course, the biggest question is why? Because, you know, it seems strange, but conflicting schedules and demanding jobs, as well as more independent outlook on, like, you know, the institution of marriage. In some cases, are, you know, people are just not able to agree on a destination.
Right.
And some people are just like, you know what? It's nice that we're married and we're going to spend all this time together, but let's just do things separately just to start off our lives.
So do you just like use like that stitch thing to put the pictures together? Like you go on your vacation, we'll go on mine, and then you just put them all together.
And then people are going to be like, wow, you guys went everywhere.
Man, Alaska and Hawaii? Weird. This is a trend that we've been seeing a lot of, and I was actually thinking about it the other day. I almost don't need my wallet anymore.
Yeah.
I put a little bit of cash in there every once in a while. Most of the time I just have my cards, but I'm like, I don't even need my cards half the time because there's, you know, the Apple Pay, the Google Pay and all of those things. Mm-hmm. And now they're looking at coming out with digital IDs. So you don't need anything other than your phone. So when you go out, you got beep, boop, beep, boop. There's my pay for this stuff. Oh, you need to see my ID. Oh, it's right there.
Wow.
But what do you do when your phone dies?
Or if you lose it or something, then I'd be more nervous about trying to like keep track of my phone consistently.
Yeah, identity theft would be even worse.
Well, and I mean, I've heard with situations like this is, I mean, at least with Apple, like they encrypt it in a way that it's supposed to be even safer.
Yep.
Than actually having your credit card around. But
absolutely.
It still makes me nervous, though.
It does. But the 45% of respondents in a new survey say that the wallet will be obsolete in 5 years or less.
You still got the older generation, though, that I'm thinking. I mean, unless you're completely forced to be like, nope, you can't have credit cards anymore. We're not going to hand them out. Older generation is still going to want that.
Smartphones keep getting smarter, so I don't know. I think that's not a bad projection, so we'll have to wait and see. At least my posture will be better. Instead of sitting on my wallet, I'll be sitting on nothing, and it'll be more balanced.
So that's true.
I'm actually looking forward to that.
Okay.
But that's Coffee Talk for today.